Exclusive to Jacaranda FM, it's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.
Ons het 'n gas wat ek letterlik net kan beskryf as 'n doyen van die vermaaklikheidsbedryf in Suid-Afrika. Elsa B. Zitzman, huge, massive welcome from us at The Drive with Rob and Roz. Welcome by the show.
Bye. Thank you, Betjen. That word doyen. I know I'm old, but that makes me feel ancient. ancient.
No.
And you weet al hierdie plooie op my gesig, nê? Dis van 'n droë vel. Dis nie van ouderdom nie. Ek weet presies hoe ek lyk, maar doyen, hou.
Jy is vir my net fantasties. I use that word because you've been a trailblazer in this industry for so many years and there's always something new coming. Daar's altyd vernuwing en daar's altyd nuwe kreatiwiteit. Waar kry jy die energie en die moeite om steeds te skep?
Ross, the only thing I want to do, al wat ek wil doen, rarig in my lewe, is konsert hou. Maak nie saak in watter vorm nie, of dit voor 'n kamera is en of dit op 'n verhoog is, of whatever dit ook al is, ek wil net konsert hou. Maar nou het COVID ons so 'n bietjie sideways amper het ek het gesê, hard geslaan. En so, nou doen ons maar alles wat ons moontlik kan en gelukkig is teater besig om nou weer lewendig te word. Nie net lewendig nie. Ek het die afgelope 2 weke was ek by verskriklik baie shows gewees en ek kan nie vir jou vertel hoe lekker ek kry as ek in 'n teater instap en daar's mense nie.
Ja.
Tot in my kleinste toontjie. Nou hoop ek net hulle gaan my theater ook so vol maak.
Ons gaan beslis.
Dankie.
We're going to tell you all about the show. Femmes Fatale.
Yeah.
From the 9th to the 18th of August.
That's correct.
It is at the Market Theatre.
It is at the Market Theatre in the Manny Manum Theatre. We're actually opening on Women's Day. Mm-hmm. The show is about women.
Vertel vir ons. Want is nogal serious.
Dit is nogal serious, but I really try to make it as palatable for the audience as I possibly can, because it is a very, very heavy subject. Mm. This subject obviously is gender-based violence and femicide in South Africa. So it is a heavy theme, but we try to make it light with nice stories and obviously with beautiful music. Tony Bentel is on the piano. Tony plays me. We've been working together for about 10 years, 12 years now. And Tony has always been begging me to sing some jazz standards, but ek was te bang geweest vir daai goeders. But he convinced me, and I'm singing some of the really, really old standards. Funny Valentine, Cry Me a River, just a little bit of tenderness. I Wish You Love. So some beautiful music, but with this. I don't want to say message because it's not a message that I try to get out there. I just try to get people to speak because, you know, gender-based violence, experts around the world agree that we can't stop it. We can't eliminate it. We can bring it down.
Yeah.
And the only way to bring it down is to talk about it.
Yeah.
And that is what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to talk about it. I want people just to talk about it. The more we talk about it, the less it will become. But it is such a taboo that nobody wants to speak about it. Nobody wants to touch it because it's too heavy. It's too this, it's too that. I'm trying to make it accessible.
Yeah. And using art as a medium to do that almost like makes it a little bit more palatable. And it's like, I'm going to a show, I'm enjoying the show, but I'm also taking in the message that the show is trying to convey without like shoving it down my throat.
Maar meisie, kyk nou hoe mooi stel jy dit.
Verstaan jy?
Jy is nie op jou bek geval nie.
Luister, Die wêreld is so klein. Bruce Little,
yes,
wat die skrywer van Femme is Fatale is, was saam met my op universiteit. That's how small the world is.
Oh man, kijk, I love that boy. I really love that boy. He's such a wonderful writer. This script that he wrote, it's wonderful.
Why should people come watch this show?
Because it's a good show. Mm. It really is a good show. It's a good script. It's lovely music. The stories are all real. They're completely real. They're all based on facts. And simply because of this epidemic that we have in our country. You know, South Africa is number one in the world for femicide and for gender-based violence. So it's not only in rugby and in netball and in football that ons wat ons wêreldkampioene is nie.
Ja, nee.
Daar is ons ook wêreldkampioene en iets moet ergens gebeur. Die gesprek moet begin. En dit is regtig wat ek probeer doen, is om daai gesprek aan die gang te kry, dat mense sonder om sleg te voel daaroor kan praat. And it needs to be done.
It does need to be done. It's so important because I listen to friends of mine talk, female friends of mine, and everyone can tell a story of either physical violence or sexual violence or something like that. And I've never stood in a room with a bunch of guys going, oh, listen, I screwed up, I hit my wife.
Yeah.
Nobody has ever said those words out loud. 100. And between those two realities, there is this facade that we need to talk about.
Yeah, there's a muur wat afgebreek moet word. It needs to be broken down. And, you know, it sounds melodramatic and maybe overdramatic, but I don't think there's a single woman in South Africa that does not live in fear.
Mm.
And that, unfortunately, is the reality of being a woman in South Africa.
Yeah.
Luister, en ons hoor hierdie boodskappe in Vrouemaand en gedurende die 16 Days of Activism is al baie lip service aan hierdie ding betaal. But actually, it's getting the conversations going like what you're doing. And you, for many years, used theatre as a way of not only telling important stories, but a way of getting people to think differently. Dit is moeilik. Hoekom doen jy dit nog? Daar is die geld nie. Daar is die mense wat kom kyk nie. Daar is glad so min ondersteuning hiervoor.
Why do you put yourself through it?
Want my hoop beskaam nooit. I am most probably the most positive person you've ever met in your life. I always see the silver lining. If I see a mountain in front of me, I try to find the way around it or through it or whatever. I shall keep on doing it. My job as a cabaret performer, and that is what I see myself as primarily. Yes, I'm an actress, but I'm an actress that sings. And I see myself firstly as a cabaret performer. And my job as a cabaret performer is to make people think and to make them talk. That's it. End of the line.
When I hear someone say, I will keep doing this thing that I love because it's important, I want nothing more than to go and support.
Yeah, 100%. So,
goosebumps.
Where can we get tickets? En wanneer en al die inligting, waar kan almal jou volg op social media of die show? Wat is al die inligting?
Op social media is ek op die meeste plekke net as Elza B. Zietzman. Maar dis Elza B. met a Z.
Ja.
Die accent is nie altyd op my E nie, want my accounts have been hacked so often that I can't spell my name correctly.
Fine, Roseanne's Twitter account is now a cryptocurrency spam bot.
Yes, so. Well, you know exactly what I'm talking about. But on social media, I'm Elza B. Zietzman. On Facebook, there's a profile and there's a page. The show starts on Women's Day on the 9th of August at the Market Theatre. Unfortunately, you two are going to miss it because it starts at 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
And you're on air until then. Sorry for yelling. Sorry. It's only running for 10 shows. Only 10 shows until the 18th. Friday the 18th is our last show. Tickets are available at Web Tickets or on the Market Theatre website.
I'm looking at it right now. Femmes Fatale, 9 to 18 August. I'm at marketheatre.co.za. Elzebi Zietzmann, Tony Bentle on the piano, director Eloise Klaassen. And it's there. And I think you should go and watch it. I think you should.
Yeah.
I really don't think you'll be disappointed. I honestly don't think so. Ek weet ek is nou besig hier om my eie trompet te blaas.
Nee, maar dis nog nie.
But I really don't think you will regret it if you come and see the show.
Exclusive to Jacaranda FM. It's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.